The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
If you walk through the garden, you better watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon, want to stay in narrow sight. If you walk through Jesus.
Yeah, that's the theme tune of The Wire. The reason we're playing that is because John Fardy is with us to talk about most overrated TV shows in history. This is after the panning that the Kardashians' new venture just got. John, The Wire, overrated or no?
My name is John and I think The Wire is overrated. Hi, John. I'm sorry. Yeah, look, I'm not saying it's bad TV. It's pretty great TV. But when people talk about it being the greatest television show ever made, I'm just not buying it. For a start, it's slightly overcomplicated. Now, anyone who's shouting at the radio now will say, well, it's meant to be novelistic and Dostoevsky and that it's this view of a whole city brought together. And I get what they're doing, but I don't think it always achieves that. Some of the episodes or some of the series tailed off a bit, particularly the last one. It was also, and this sounds like Old Man River stuff, but it was also very hard to hear at times. Like,
really? You're going there?
I am, believe it or not, because they were trying to do that urban kind of thing. It was quite indistinct at times, the dialogue. Now, that's a small criticism. It's good TV. It's very good TV. But I just don't think it's the greatest TV show ever made. And if you poll people, a lot of people will say they sat down to watch it and go, nah, I didn't quite get into it.
Game of Thrones?
Oof, now, I've got to be careful here, right? But yes, I think so. Right now,
overrated?
Yes. Brilliant TV, right? Particularly seasons 1 and 4, some of the great plot twists, some of the greatest killing off of characters ever. But the juice was possibly not worth the squeeze, a lot of people would say, particularly when you got to season 8 and how it ended, you know? Now, I know that's heresy for some people, but it was 8 seasons. It is hard to sustain that. And a lot of Game of Thrones fans will tell you they felt kind of cheated by how it ended, you know?
Tech saying Breaking Bad, overrated.
You see, I don't think so. I think Breaking Bad is up there with one of the greatest TV shows ever made. What Breaking Bad did that I don't think any TV show ever did was it had a character develop in a way no other character ever had before. When we first meet Walter White, he's trying to provide for his family. He's a good guy who didn't take the money earlier in his career. When it comes to season 6, he's Scarface living in Suburbia. Say hello to my little friend. I just did that so I could do a Scarface impression. But I don't think so. I know some people say that, but to me, every episode of Breaking Bad, nothing was wasted in Breaking Bad.
The Big Bang Theory, overrated and underhated, says the text.
That's a good text. Get that person on. Yeah, I found with The Big Bang Theory, whenever I went to watch it, because people raved about it, I just didn't find it as funny as other people claimed. So I would go along with that, because people do rave about that. But I thought it was quite repetitive at times.
Because I would have thought with The Big Bang Theory, it isn't overrated because it wasn't rated that highly. I wouldn't have thought people thought it was particularly good comedy.
People talk about it being one of the greatest TV comedies of all time, which I really don't buy. Yeah, you clearly thought it was overrated or underrated, as you said.
Some saying love some series of The Wire, but the 5th series with the fictional serial killer was garbage. The Wire is fantastic, John, you madman. Perfect TV. Oh, Anton, Star Trek. Now, I don't think you can lump all of Star Trek into one abusive text, because there's a big gap between the awfulness that was Deep Space Nine and the sort of acceptability of the core Next Generation.
Yeah, so I'm not a huge Star Trek fan. I know lots of people are, but I was specifically referring to the very first season with William Shatner. That's where because it probably was landmark TV because it was sci-fi and all that kind of stuff. But when you watch it now, by golly, I don't get it. Like, even as a cult viewing, I really don't know how this is so wildly entertaining. I know that's going to upset a lot of people, but you've said things to upset me before, like Star Wars not being any good and stuff like that, you know? So let's not open that can of worms again.
We should, just as a passing tangent reference, Galaxy Quest, though, in that context, because in terms of underrated, Galaxy Quest needs more attention.
Yeah, you're right.
Galaxy Quest is a classic.
It was decent sci-fi. You're right. That's a good point.
It's more than that. It's
what, you think it's one of the greatest?
I think it was one of the best comedy sci-fi comedies ever made. I think it's fabulous. I think it's totally underrated. I think in generations to come, they will look back and say, how did we not give Galaxy Quest enough attention? Putting that to one side. Sons of Anarchy. I don't know if, I assume that means somebody thinks it was overrated.
Yeah, I presume so. No, I really enjoyed Sons of Anarchy. And it was kind of different. That's the one about the biker gang. It went on a long time, but very good TV.
There's the Independent in the UK did a list of 20. From their list, one that's in the middle of it now, I have to be careful because the producer of this is coming on tomorrow. Blackadder.
I saw that same list. I think that's so wrong. I think Blackadder is comedy gold. I really do. And I read what they said. I think if you're doing a list of 20, like they did this poll whenever it was. Was it from the London Independent?
Yeah.
I don't think they could find 20 shows and that was the problem. How could you suggest Blackadder was overrated?
Well, you see, I think Blackadder benefits, a bit like Monty Python's Flying Circus, it benefits from the compression of hindsight. Because out of whatever, three series with six or seven episodes per series, there's probably a good 45 minutes of excellent material in there and you forget about the rest of it. But if you had to sit through it, particularly series one.
Of Blackadder.
Yeah.
The first season of Blackadder was a little, wasn't everything it could have been. But when you get to two, three and four and the World War One, I don't agree with that. The Monty Python one is interesting because this may be heresy. There are some of the funniest things ever committed to TV are in Monty Python. Some of it doesn't hit the way it used to. And I forget who it was. Maybe it was Steve Coogan or someone dismissed it as university comedy. And I can see the criticism in some of the episodes when you rewatch it. Some of it is, as I say, the funniest thing ever. But some of it, you're like, what? It reminds me a bit of Saturday Night Live in the States at times. When you watch that and you go, why is everyone laughing at this? There are moments of that. Michael Palin was in this studio yesterday and I don't want to offend anyone because he's God. But yeah.
The Wire, Game of Thrones and The Sopranos.
Whoa. Sweet Child of Man.
Are all tried.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
Sons of Anarchy was atrocious.
The Sopranos.
This is a text, by the way. I'm not
The Sopranos it. Is the greatest television show ever made. The Sopranos is not a TV show. It's a mega movie that happened to be on TV over 6.5 series. It is the most fully realized, thought out TV show ever made. It makes allusions to Proust. And in the next breath, someone's getting whacked over the head with a baseball bat. If I had to take one cultural artifact to a desert island, it would not be the works of Shakespeare, the albums of Bob Dylan. I would take The Sopranos. It contains multitudes. That texter is wrong.
What then, if The Sopranos is the greatest ever, what is the single most overrated ever? On what are you pinning your colours to the mast to on? It was actually terrible, but everybody thinks it's wonderful.
Well, this is a more recent one. You see, I don't want to say that about The Wire because I still think The Wire is very good, but I don't think it deserves all the plaudits. I was shocked by how much people were raving about Clarkson's Farm. Just to talk about a recent one. I don't know what was going on in the press coverage. Did you watch any of that?
Every now and then the YouTube algorithm hands me 90-second chunks of it and I'll sit through them. The whole episode, absolutely.
Him faring about in the fire. Here's a very contentious one to end with, and I shouldn't even be getting into this, but when I watch Derry Girls, I sometimes think the reception to that was kind of overdetermined, that it was actually because it was a show set around the Good Friday Agreement and all those kind of things. But when you stand back from it, I do think there are elements of kind of northern paddywhackery in it, if I may be so. Well, I know I'm on very thin ice here, but you know, what about you, big man? And I don't know, I felt it was a little cliched. And I know that's a sacred cow, but I'm aiming Dunphy, baby. No, but it didn't hit me the way it seemed to hit other people. I know a lot of people share that opinion.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.